Good morning, everyone. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we have Thai, the lucky waist-high sets coming in the better spots at about 9 seconds from the east-northeast. For north of the Cape, we have light onshore winds. It's adding a little bit of texture to the waves. South of there, it's a little brisker, and it's adding a little bit of chop. Now, the east-northeast swell is going to build a touch by the end of Tuesday, and it's going to lengthen more to a 10-second period. Light onshore winds are going to continue for north of the Cape and a little brisker winds for south of there. Now, for the rest of the week after that, we have this potential hurricane coming up in the Gulf, and that's going to kind of steer things. So, like I said, things can change a little bit from this, like I said in the report last week. But as it sits right now, it looks like swell size is going to build for Wednesday, but we're going to start seeing strong southeast winds from what should be a tropical storm, if not a Cat 1 hurricane, by Wednesday. Now, this is going to add some chunky wind swell into the mix. After that, strong southeast winds are going to continue, making it super chunky for Thursday. Now, we have a wind shift on Friday that's going to go, looks like it's going to go offshore, so we might have some leftovers in the water for Friday and into the weekend. Now, we could see another one of these northeast swells coming in next week. These fronts are just coming off of the continental U.S. and hitting the Atlantic, and those areas of low pressure are hitting that warm water and just picking up like energy like crazy. So we could be seeing these northeast swells right about once a week until the water starts to chill out a little bit. So anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday, let you know if any of this changes. Like I said, a lot of this forecast is going to be up in the air depending on what this storm does. So keep an eye on the cams and the wave models. That is still going to be the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.